USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to prevent wildfires as high winds blow across the region where the vegetation is dry, blackouts are in effect across much of California, especially Northern California right now. This woman says she's adapting, but when she was told that it could be 5 days of this, well, she's worried about her elderly neighbors.
They have CPAP machines, they're oxygen dependent. You know, maybe one day, but 5 days. God, these old people can't go 5 days.
Turkish forces committing atrocities on the front lines of their attack on the Kurds in northern Syria. It's according to Fox News, speaking with a U.S. Special Forces soldier. The attack by Turkey coming after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of the region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties who say the U.S. is abandoning its allies. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imo, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limo keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
People in over a half dozen states, from eastern Washington state to northern Wisconsin, are bundling up for a winter-like storm that forecasters say is potentially historic. The storm expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow in some spots. Police and public officials in Minneapolis are hoping to keep the streets there safe, as thousands of protesters and counter-protesters are expected to turn out during President Trump's visit today. He'll be traveling to Minneapolis for a campaign rally. L.A. fans have the Dodger blues this morning after what happened last night at Dodger Stadium.
It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it! They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout!
Nats play-by-play announcer Charlie Slows. The Washington Nationals heading to the National League Championship Series now after that finish last night, 7-3, over the Dodgers. They'll now face the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series beginning on Friday in St. Louis. And this is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
Planned Parenthood says it will spend $45 million to support candidates who back abortion rights. Super PAC Planned Parenthood votes targeting a defeat of President Trump and also wants to put Democrats back in control of the U.S. Senate. The group focusing on several key states, including, it says, Arizona, Florida, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sacramento, California is paying over $2 million to the children of an unarmed black man who was killed by police last year. A U.S. district judge approving a settlement between the city and the family of Stephon Clark this week. Under the agreement, Clark's two minor kids will split $2.4 million that will be placed in trusts until they're 18. Clark was shot 20 times in the backyard of his grandparents' house in March of 2018. The Army says a deployment of U.S.-based personnel to Europe will be the largest such deployment in 25 years. Officials saying that the Defender Europe 20 exercise is scheduled for next spring, and about 37,000 U.S., allied, and partner nation service members are expected to be involved in it, including some 20,000 soldiers from the United States. Remember, you can find us online anytime. Yes, we've got a newly redesigned website, in fact, and you'll find it at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.